Skill. I can't see.
Did you call it anything else?
Sometimes call it frying pan.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? You know, where you turn it on and off?
Hole.
Oh, anything you call it is right.
Yes.
What about the place where you turn it on and off?
On and off. The tank.
Okay, and what do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel? You know, you have a barrel that has something that you turn on and off and the liquid comes out.
A faucet.
Okay. And if you had the same thing out in the yard that water came out of, what would you call it there?
Spigot.
Okay, fine. And when you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put them into for you to carry home?
Paper bag, mm-hmm, or a little box.
And what do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? You might carry chicken feet in it, or potatoes, or...
Oh, that's a sack. Sack.
Fine. And what do you call a small musical instrument about this big that you put up to your mouth and you blow into?
A harp.
Have you ever had one of those?
No, I've seen plenty of them.
Me too. They look like fun, don't they?
They sure do.
And what about a musical instrument that you put up to your teeth and you pick it like that?
Juice harp.
Yeah. I've never been able to make one of those work. What about a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board and it's balanced in the middle and a child at this end and this end? They go up and down?
Seesaw.
And what about a homemade merry-go-round?
Homemade merry-go-round. It's made and one end, the other one. And it go around.
Uh-huh. Do you have a name for it?
I call it a merry-go-round.
Yeah. And that's what I call it, too. Yeah. What about a flat piece of stone that you sharpen knives on?
A whet rock.
Whet rock. Now, back to the fences. Could you describe some fences for me, please, and tell me what kinds there are around here? How about the kind out in front of your house? What do you call that?
I just call it a plank fence.
Plank fence. And it's like this, isn't it? Uh-huh. What about a paling fence? Can you describe that?
I can describe a paling fence. People get them out, paling the boards in the woods and nail them straight up and down, but a little space betwixt the elbow paling.
Uh-huh. How high are they?
These about, let's see, something about like that. I don't know how many inches it is. And they sometimes put one up high, next and lower, next and high.
Make a variation. And how wide are the boards that they use?
The boards ain't no wider than, three fingers. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
Okay.
I ain't seen them in so long.
Is there any difference between that kind and a pail fence?